Okay, today is Daf Nun Chet, the bottom of Nun Zayin and Rebeis, up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ein Modudin, Ela Bechevel Shel Nun Amma, Lo Pachos Velo Yoser. When you measure the 50 Amma, when you measure the length of the Tchum, how long the Tchum is, you use a rope of 50 Amos. Not bigger, not smaller. Where'd that come from? The Gemara will say. Lo yimdod, ela kineged libo. You only measure by your heart. In other words, you're standing here. There's another guy, thank you. There's another guy standing over there. You measure, you're standing here, you measure, take the rope. You put it next to your heart. Let's look at Rashi. Lo yimdod, ela kineged libo. Kavulo chachamim, the chachamim established makom, a place. Losum, kineged rosh hachevel. To put the rope. Where do you put it? By your heart. Shlo yitein zeh kineged tavaro. You don't put one by your neck. V'zeh kineged raglav. And the other guy puts by his feet. V'achevel miskatev v'tchum misamtim. That's going to make the tchum all messed up. If I measure by my head and you measure by your feet, that's not a normal measure. That's not what you do. You measure by your heart. The Ritva says, the truth is, really, the place to measure it should be on the floor. I think you should measure it. So what's going to happen if somebody doesn't want to bend down? What are they going to do? So measure it at the same spot at your heart. It's the easiest place to hold the rope. That's the easiest thing. You don't have to move yourself.
You're right. Yeah, tall guy, you're a short guy, you know.
All right. The point is, really, you should be on the floor. Like, Ritva has such a good point. Like, what's going on here? You should be on the floor. Measure it like a normal person. No, you don't want to bend down. So how are you going to measure it? So measure it at you know, holding your hands level so that it's very comfortable to do that. That's the second shot. Third shot is the Me'iri. He says the same thing. There's no din where you have to hold the rope. It's an Eitz Tova. You hold it by the same spot. You're not going to get a crooked measurement. Okay. It's very difficult. Hayimodeid, if you're measuring, v'higia l'gai o l'geder. You come to a guy. What's a guy? A guy is a valley. Oh, l'geder. Or a fence. Mavlio. You swallow it up. V'chozer l'midaso. Then you go back to measuring. In other words, if you have a valley, and the valley is 10 feet wide. It's 10 feet wide. It's nothing. It could be a million feet deep. It doesn't make a difference. What do? The 50 amos will span the valley, because the valley is less than 50 amos wide. Just keep on going. Keep on measuring. I don't care how deep the valley is. Rashi says, Mavlio, in Eino Roch of Nun Amma, Misvaso Lisvaso Mumaila, if the valley is less than 50 amos wide, Afal P, Shiyesh Bimidrono Hiluch Yosem Alpayim, even though it's deeper than 2,000, doesn't matter how deep it is, doesn't matter. Ein Omrim, we don't say Tala Midas Midrono Lamidas Atrum. We don't say, let's include the depth of the valley into our tchum. No, I don't say that at all. Ella, yamo de al svaso mikan, vize al svaso mikan, viavlia midrono bechevel echad. Rather, like I said before, you just keep on going. Since the now I don't know what you do with a wall. Because the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, if you bump into a valley or a wall, what do you do with a wall? Same thing, I guess. If the wall is less than 50 amos wide, which it's probably going to be, hard to find the wall that thick, then you just swallow it in. I don't care how tall the wall is, it doesn't make a difference. Same halacha.
What's the
chiddush
of that?
What? It's a big chiddush.
Why?
Because what do you do? You walk into... What do you do when you're measuring and you walk into a valley? What do you do? I would have thought maybe you have to go down the valley, and then come back up, which we're going to see in a minute.
You're not measuring it across.
You don't measure it across. What could you do? You came to a valley. We're going to see that in a minute. Some valleys you're going to do that. The mission is right now. Here we go. Higia lahar, You come to a mountain. Mavliya, same story now. Mavliya, you swallow it. V'chozel l'midaso. And you go back to measuring. Ubulvad, as long as shelo yete chutz l'tchum. As long as you don't have to go outside the tchum. I'm sure there's a picture of it. What's going on here is as follows. I'm measuring. All of a sudden, I come to the Grand Canyon. Now, the Grand Canyon is bigger than 50 amos to get from one side of it to the other. So what do I do? So if within 2,000 amos of where you're standing, you could walk, and let's say the Grand Canyon's right over there, the Grand Canyon doesn't start out being a Grand Canyon. It starts out being a little canyon. So let's say the distance between the two ends of the canyon are less than 50 amos over there. The city's over here, but it's within 2,000 amos. That's okay. I can measure the distance over there. Let's say the distance over there is 40 amos. So I measured 1,000. Now I have the Grand Canyon. I go to the other side of the Grand Canyon, and now I have 960 amos more to count. Why? Because really, it's only 40 amma gap. Why? Because within 2,000 amos of the city, there's a 40 amma gap. Make sense?
No.
Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense what you're saying, but you're basically eliminating the entire canyon.
You're eliminating?
The canyon.
Exactly. If within 2,000 amos of where you're standing, the canyon is less than 50 amos. Which in the Grand Canyon is not going to happen. It's too big. But you have a little canyon, maybe, you know, a little bit, where the distance is over 50 amos. What if it's 70 amos away? 70 amos. 70 amos, not that big. But 1,000 amos over there, it's only 20 amos away. Want to hear what I'm saying? Then it's okay. Right? Ubavad shel yetzichut l'tchum, as long as you don't go outside the tchum. Provided you don't go outside the tchum. Now, in eino yochel lahavliyo, if you're not able to swallow it, why are you not able to swallow it? Because it's wider than 50 amos. At any point, it's wider than 50 amos. There's nothing. It's the Grand Canyon. There's nothing you can do. So what do you do? Amar of Destoy, Bar Yanai, Mishum Reb Meir, Shamate, I heard, Shemekadrin Baharim. You pierce the mountain. What does that mean, you pierce the mountain? What you do is, the Gemara is going to say at the very end of today's daf, what you do is you take two people, and they each have a rope of 4 amos. And they stand 4 amos apart. And by standing 4 amos apart, they measure the mountain. They go either down or up. Doesn't matter. And that's how you pierce the mountain. So if you come to the Grand Canyon, you can't include the Grand Canyon because at no point within 2,000 amos is it less than 50 amos. You have to start going down the canyon with two people, with 4 amo ropes, and keep on measuring. It's not gonna work. It's gonna be too big.
Right.
Well, assuming you have a canyon that's not that big, you could somehow do it. Or a mountain that's not that big, you could with four amma measurings, and the Gemara is going to say one person has at the rope at his heart, the other guy has it at his feet, because he's 4 amas away from you. He's on an incline or on a decline, and that's how you measure.
You have to keep the rope low.
Right. That's how you measure. Right. Again, when you're measuring, stop. Both have it at their heart because they're both level. Here, you're going on an incline. You use the four ammo deal. Okay.
How is that pierced? Though? It's not pierced.
It's not pierced. Because it's not swallowed up. We actually have to measure it. In the first case, you don't have to measure it. That's why I said if you have a valley that's 10, a canyon that's only 10 amos far apart, 10 amos wide. It could go a million amos, it could go all the way down to China. Doesn't matter. Just swallow it up. You don't have to do this. This you have to do if it's wider than 50 amos.
If you pierce piercing implies you go straight through, cool, an imaginary line.
It's just a word. It's just a word that the Gemara uses because there's no other word in Hebrew. So
exactly. You're going through the mountain. It's the right word.
There's no other word to you.
You're going down.
Right.
But you're going.
And the end result is.
This,
the end result
you're
is.
Going this. You're going this way because you keep being level. That's going through the mountain.
You're not doing that.
Yes, you are.
Look at the picture. He's going up and he's going down.
But he's keeping the rope level.
There's no other word.
Keeping the rope level, he's doing this.
There's no other word to call it.
He's going through the mountain.
There's no other word to call it. The Gemara doesn't have such sophisticated words. There's nothing else to call it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
You bulldoze straight through a mountain, let's
right. That's not really realistic. You bore a hole through a mountain. So what do you do? What?
They're climbing up one scale.
It's semantics. Your question is...
Measured through the mountain.
Yeah, it's done so that it's measured in a way that eliminates the incline.
Correct.
I'll show you so it's understandable.
See this line? He's been through the mountain until here. How do you go right through the mountain? Because they're doing this on a level line. You just measure it until here, through the mountain.
Menahani Mili. How do you know all this? How do you know what? Where did 50 armor rope come from? Where did a 50 armor rope come from? Where did that number come from? Right, so it came from the Torah. Amar Buda Amar Shrav, Amar Kra. It says in the Torah, Orech HaChatzer Mea Ba'ama. The length of the Chatzer was 100 Amos. Verochav Chamishim Ba'chamishim. And the width of the Chatzer was 50 in 50. What kind of thing is in 50? So Amra Torah, said, when you're measuring Hilchos Chachamim, by the way, which is only Dinder Rabbanan, when you do that, I just gave you a hint that you should use a rope of 50 amos. You hear that? Torah said so. So the Gemara asks, one minute, we already have a different makar. We already use a different Dinder Rabbanan for this 50 and from this pasuk. Hamibayale lito chamishim l'savim chamishim. We already learned from this pasuk that in order to figure out the size of a karfeit, you make a square, the square footage of this area, 100 by 50. Why? Because it said 50 in 50. So you make 50 twice. So we already learned, we already used something from this pasuk, again, for a dinder rabbanon. So how can we learn two dinder rabbanons from the same pasuk? You hear this question? So the Gemara answers, Im kein, leimakor chamishim chamishim. If that were the case, it would have said chamishim chamishim. My chamishim ba'aminatarti. The pasuk is available, again, it's only a remez. The pasuk is available to teach you two dinim de rabbanon. Then we said, lo pachos v'liyosar. It can't be more than 50, and it can't be less than 50. Tana, lo pachos, it can't be less, b'bnei shemarbe. Because if it's less, it's going to be turned into more. What does that mean? What that means is as follows. Rashi explained, let's say you have a rope that's 49 amos. It's such a close number to 50, it's such a funny number, that people will start to stretch it. It's almost 50, almost, and then you might even get over 50. And lo yoser, you can't have it bigger than 50, mibnei shememayet, because then people aren't going to pull it tight. It's such a big rope, we don't have to be so medactic, and you're going to come out to measure it less. Amar of Asi, ein modedin ele bechevel shel afis kaima. You're only allowed to use a rope made out of that material. What is that material? My afis kaim, what is that? Amar of Abba Nagila. My Nagila, what is that? Amar of Yaakov, it's dikla, it's a palm, dechad nivra, with one vine. It's a rope from a vine, from a dekel. Ikad amri my afis kima, Rabbi Abba Amar Nagila. Rakav Amar dikla dechad navra. Just change around who said what. Tanya, Amar of Yeshua ben Chananya. Yeshua ben Chananya said, Ein lecha shiafa lemedid yosef mishal shalos ol barzel. There's nothing better, really, did an iron chain for this. An iron rope would be the best thing for this. Avraham asked, what can I do? Shem Yom Torah, the Torah said, Ubiyado Chevel Mida. Right? Ubiyado Chevel Mida. Which is a pasuk in Zechariah, having nothing to do with Hilchos Tchumen at all. Right? That doesn't stop the Gemara from saying, I would love to make a barzel, but Zechariah has a simin, it shouldn't be. What? So the Maariv Chai said, you see from here, that the Torah calls, the Gemara calls Navi Torah.
I understand
it,
but what did they do to the measure for the first couple hundred years?
Right. Now the Gemara asks, what? The Gemara asks, I vaksev ish kane hamida. But Yecheskel said that they would measure with a reed, not with a rope, with a reed. So the Gemara says, no, hahu l'troi, that's to measure the size of the wall, of the gate of the Beit HaMikdash. That's a different thing. Okay, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Shlosha Chavolim Heim. There are three ropes. Shal Magag, how do they translate the word Magag?
Reeds.
Shal Netzer, that's what's Netzer?
Peeled wood.
Peeled something. And Vishal Pishton, and of Pishton flax. Shal Magag Lapara. The Magag is for a para. What's a para? A para aduma. What do you need a rope for a para aduma for? Says Rashi, Magag, Yonek Balaz, Lafisha Eina Mikabelas Tumah. It wasn't Makabel Tumah, this material. Sheyehe Kol Maise Para B'Tahira. Everything of the Para should be B'Tahira. What is it? What do they need a rope? What do they need a rope for? What do they need a rope for? Right? Right? They would tie it to the Para Aduma somehow. Tosfos, look at the third Tosfos. Tosfos is going to say something staggering. You know how we always say that? Listen to this Tosfos. Tosfos says, Afal Gaf, the Shum Chevel in Makabel Tumah. Right? No rope is Makabel Tumah. Why? Because no rope is a beged. It's not a beged. Never Makabel Tumah. To be in on Tavui V'Oreg, it has to be spun and woven. Kedam V'Perak V'Me'isha. Right? It's never Makabel Tumah. What? So Tosva says. Tosva says, I hear you. But Tosva assumes maybe a rope like this, what's this rope for? I'm not even sure what it's for still. Something for the Paraduma. What do you need a rope for? But whatever it is, it could be a very inferior rope. It's not Makabel Tumah. So why do you have to use material that's not Makabel Tumah? Even Makabel Tumah material for rope is not Makabel Tumah.
It's not something that's ordinary rope.
So the Gemara is not going to... Tosfos doesn't give that answer. Tosfos answers. Listen to this. Mishum Milo de Para, because of the miles of meeting for the Chumras of Para, but even Mimin She'ein Makabel Tumah. We're Machmir. We don't even use a material that's Makabel Tumah, let alone a rope that's Makabel Tumah. No rope is Makabel Tumah, says Tosfos. Notwithstanding the Mishnah, and Caleb, which say otherwise, tells us no rope is Makabel Tumah. So why do you have to use materials that Makabel Tumah? It's a Chumrah. Thought that was interesting. You know? I always find it fascinating what they were Machmir in and what they said that's ridiculous. Right? What they were Machmir in. They're the Machmir in this. Right? Okay. Next. Ditnan. Kasvuha Bechevel Hamagag. They would tie it up with a rope. And they put it on the fire, on the Mizbeach. Not the Mizbeach, it wasn't a Mizbeach. It was slaughtered somewhere else. Shal Netzarim, what's Netzarim? Lesota, it's for a sota. It's some kind of rope for a sota. Ditnan, achar kach mevi chevel hamitzvi v'kosho l'mayla midadeha. They would tie her clothing, because they ripped her clothing, the sota, not to expose her body, her upper body, so they would tie it. What kind of rope did they use? They used the rope. Shall pishtan, and the third one is lemedida, for measuring, right? For measuring. Okay. Now, we learned before, hayamodeid v'higia, right? Now, what did we say? If you were measuring, and you came to a valley, a little valley, it can be very possible. You're measuring outside the city, and there's a little crack in the sidewalk. So what do? Just keep on going, keep on measuring. Midatani choja lemidaso. And then it says, then you continue, right? You continue, go back to where you were measuring. Michlal, din ena yachol ahavlio. If you can't go back, holeich lemakom sheyachol ahavlio umavlio. If you can't go back to the spot, then you go back to a spot you're able to go back to.
Like
what?
Like golf.
What do you mean, like golf?
If you hit into a hazard, you have to go back to where you started from.
Right. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Thank you for enlightening me on that. Vitzofa keneged midaso v'chozer. What does that mean? Vitzofa keneged midaso, right? Chozer. V'chozer. Yeah, it's not so complicated. You go back to where you originally started from. Right? Okay. Right. Tanina lahadutana rabbanon. So we have a braita that supports that, what the rabbanon said. Hayamodeid, you're measuring. V'igia hamida lagai, and you come to a valley. Im yachol lahavlio b'chevel shel chamishim amam avlio. If you can include it, good. V'imlav, and if not, holech lemakom sheyachol lahavlio. You go to a place where you can. You can walk 1,000, 2,000 amos away, where the valley narrowed, and at 2,000 amos where the valley narrowed, you can include it. Umavlio, v'tzofe v'choz l'midaso. Then you go back to where you started. Im haya hagai mu'ukum. If the valley is very, very, has a deep incline. Makdir v'ole, makdir v'yored. You go down, you go up. You do that four amah bit, going down and going up. Higia lekotel, if you come to a wall, ain't omrim yikova kotel, you don't have to pierce the wall, which you could theoretically do. Ella omdo, estimate, how wide is this wall? How wide can a wall be already? Then, v'holichlo, then continue on the other side of the wall. Okay? V'hanan t'nan, chozer limidaso. But we learned that you include it and you keep on going. Right? So why is estimation by a wall enough? So the Gemara answers, Hasam nicha tashmishse. When we're talking about a har or a geder, right, a wall or a fence in the Mishnah, it was usable somehow. Rashi explains, the nicha tashmishse, the third line, noach lehiluch tzat. It was actually usable. Kigon, for example, mislachit asar mitoch arba. When we say over here you came to a mountain, you didn't come to a mountain, you came to a little hill. Can you walk the hill and keep on walking? You have to walk from here to there. And there's a hill in the middle. Can you do that? Yes. It wasn't a hill where you need a, it wasn't the Mount Everest. It was a little thing. So you can go over it, it's fine. You can't climb over a wall. So in other words, when you come to a little hill like this, what could you do? Measure it. Measure it. Either measure over it, you have to go down and up. Here, right here, when it comes to a wall, what are you going to do? Climb up the wall? What are you,
How wide is the wall?
Huh?
How wide?
Exactly, that's not the point. The point is just to make an estimation. It's exactly the difference. What do you want to do? Measure up and down the wall? There's no point in doing that. The wall is not usable. A little hill or a little valley, you'll use it anyway. A wall can't be used. Can't be used. So you just make an estimation.
What's the chiddush of that? The wall is 2 feet wide.
Because we made a statement. Just estimate the depth of the wall. Well, how come you can do that by a wall? By a hill, you can't do that. The answer is because a hill you can use and a wall you can't use. I understand it's...
Walk over the hill, you can't walk over the wall.
Right. Right. Now... Whole new thing. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu. We only learned din that if the valley is deeper, is not deeper, is wider than 50 amos, what do? You have to measure down and up with ropes of 4 amos. Lo Shanu. That's Elo She'ein Chut. Hamushkeles yored kinegdo. That's only true if the valley is not so deep that a 4 amma line can't descend down the valley. What on earth does that mean? That means as follows. One second. Let's see Rashi. Lo shanu, the last Rashi on the page. Lo shanu dimekader. We only say you pierce. Pierce means getting two people with 4 amma ropes. Ella dinicha tashmishe. It's a little usable. Shemuukum kolkach. It has an incline to it. Sheein chut hamishkolas yored kinegdo. Where if you take a rope. And at the end of the rope, you put a weight. Right? What? A plumb line. Stand at the end of the valley. Take the plumb line and let it fall down. When you take a plumb line, habinoyan etzel svaso, next to the edge, vihi yoredes l'umko, and it descends down, Minikvas Bishipuo Umaakva Hamadron Milioret Kinegdo Ella Marchiko Malmata. I don't know what that means. Kinegdo Mashma Mukhovan. Well the Kamafarish Ad Dalaramas Kari Lyorid Kinegdo. Shiachaka Shipua Shamaskos, the Kakyoso Dalaramas, mi kinegdas fasa helyona. So what does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. What that means is like this, that if the Loshana Elisha Ein Hachut HaMishkel is Yorid Kinegdo, if the plumb line will not descend Kinegdo, doesn't mean something. It's 4 amas away. In other words, you have a rope, you have a stick that's 4 amas long. At the end of the stick, you put the plumb line. So you have 4 amas distant. You're at the edge of the valley, right? You're at the edge of the valley, right? You take a stick that is 4 amas long, then a plumb line, then let that go down, let that descend. So we only said that you measure with 4 amos if you can't do that. You can't have a plumb line 4 amos away from you descend down. Okay? Then you have to get another guy. What? Yeah. Then you have to get another guy and then go measure 4 amos. Aval, chut hamushkolas, yored kinegdo. But if you could take a plumb line, have it 4 amos away from you, let it descend, and it will descend, then modedo medida yafa. Then you make a good measurement. What does a medida yafa mean? What does that mean, medida yafa?
You're making a differentiation between a vertical mountain and a mountain that's got a slot, an incline.
Right.
If one goes down, then the incline is steep enough that you could do medida yafa.
And you go and if the plumb go down on its own. You got to do it by hand measurement.
Right. So what I think Rashi says like this. Let's say you have 1,000 amos. You come to a valley, and you use the plumb line, and there's 50, and it works. So what does medida yafa mean? You have to go down to the bottom of the valley, measure the distance of the valley.
That's steep. How do you get down?
Huh?
That's steep.
You have to go down somehow. You have to measure it. Let's say, so you're 1,000 amos away. Then let's say this. He has a picture like this. There are 44 amos down there. The width is 44 amos at the bottom of the valley. The top of the valley is bigger than that. Top of the valley is more than 50. But at the bottom is only 44. Then you come up to the other side, and with 956 amos, it will give you 2,000. If you measure it where the crow flies from end to end, it's more than 2,000. More than 2,000. Because the top on top was more than 50. At the bottom, it was smaller than 50. That's what it means. You hear what I just said?
Yeah.
Make sense?
So you're allowed to use a smaller measurement?
Yes, because the plumb line worked.
You're basically
if the land was flat.
Exactly. Only in this situation. Right. What?
That makes no sense.
Why?
If it was flat land, you'd be walking a longer distance.
He said, yeah, that's correct. But since it's not a flat, they're giving you some extra space due to the fact of the mountain.
And max, it only
they're eliminating the decline of the mountains.
What?
And max will be an extra 8.
They're eliminating both the sides of the decline of the mountain.
Okay.
Right. Right.
It's kind of a relief if you jump it in there and make whatever.
Now, v'kama omko shel gai, how deep can this valley be? So, Amar Rav Yosef, alpayim, 2,000 amos. Right? Eisvi Abaya, wait a minute. We have a brayta that says 100 amos. Amo kof, v'rochav nun, mavlio. V'yim lave mavlio. If it's more than 100 deep, you can't do this. You tell me 2,000, it's 100. No. The answer is, hu to amar kacherim. Rav Yosef held like kacherim, meaning it's a machlokas tanayim. Ditanya, acherim om, afilu omak alpayim v'rochav nun mavlio. Up to 2,000. So it's a machlokas, is it 100 or 2,000? Ikad to Amri, Amr of Yosef, afilu yosem alpayim. Even more than 2,000. So who said that? Kiman, that's the lokatana kanma, the loka acherim. That's not like anybody. Right? You've got to have some tana to support him. He's an amora. Who said more than 2,000? No, hasam, over there, over where? Hasam, over there. Over there, between the machlokes, between the Tanachama and Acherim, is She'en Chut HaMishkelos Yored Kinegdo, where the plumb line doesn't descend. Hacha, but over here, when Rabbi Yosef said it could even be deeper, B'Chut HaMishkelos Yored Kinegdo, where the plumb line descends, and therefore it can even be deeper than 2,000 amos. Nev, She'en Chut HaMishkelos Yored Kinegdo Ad Kama, and if it doesn't descend, How far away does it have to be? In other words, how far away is the plumb line from where you're standing? How far away is that? Amarvimi dalit, 4 amos. V'chein tana rabbani bar yecheskel, dalit. It's 4 amos away. Does that make sense? Right, Rashi says, Ad kama yisrachik hamishkoles mikinegdo, how far away does the plummet have to be from you, the karile ein yored v'nachmebe, where we say it doesn't go down and then we're more machmer. How far away is that? It's 4 amos. No, and I said that outside, but we never said it inside. Again, for the third time, we're talking of the same case. You come to a mountain, you keep on, you swallow it, and you keep on going. That's only true if the mountain has an incline of 10 tefachim over a distance of 4 amos. Aval bahar hamislakit yud betoch hay. But if it has an incline of 10 tvachim over a distance of 5 amos, you have to measure it a medida yafa. Okay? Meaning, a regular measure, as if it's flat. Rashi says, mislakit yud betoch dalet, habal lilkot, if you're coming to measure, you're coming to include, kama hu magbia beholech, how high and how far is this mountain, how steep is it, Mota yud tvachim gova kodem shiyagia lehiluch dalet amos. If you can get to 10 tvachim before you've walked 4 amos, avol mitoch chamesh, but if it's within 5 amos, kikaka chaluka dami, that's like flat land, umudadur medidiyaf ve'en kan lo havla v'lo kidur. There's no havla and there's no kidur, nothing. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nasan bar Masli l'kula, he learned this the opposite as a kula. Amar Rava, Lo shanu ela bahar mislaket azar betoch chamesh. All that is only true if it has an incline of 10 in 5 amos. Avo bahar hamislaket azar betoch dalid, om dova holech lo. Then you can just estimate it and keep on going. Ubavad shigete chutz l'tchum. So then we said, you could go 2,000 amos away to a spot where the gap narrows, and then you can include it over there. 2,000 amos away, you can include it over there. Why can't you, my time, why? Because people might think, what's going on with you? You got to go 10,000 amos away to measure the narrow part of the valley. That's too far away. If you can't measure it. How do you measure it? How do you pierce? What does that mean? Tachton kineged libo. The lower guy has the rope by his heart. And Elyon kineged margalosov. The upper guy has it by his feet. If you think about it, then they're level, right? Amar Abaya, Naktinon, we have a tradition. Ein mekadrin el bechevesh al arba amos. We only use a rope of 4 amos for this. Amar Avnachman, Amar Abba Baravua. Ein mekadrin lo beegla rufa. V'lo ba'ari miklat. Mipnei shehen shel Torah. We don't use these kulas for our egla rufa. How far away is, who's the closer city to the dead body? If you measure. What if it's a mountain in the middle? Do you do all this shtick? No, you don't do any of this.
Do?
I don't know. What do you do? Or Ari Miklat.
Because it's about
what?
You include it because it's not about.
So what do? You mamash take a roll mountain? What do you mean? We're talking about a dead body. The dead body.
Why not? The person you should before him,
right? No, you go up.
Huh?
I guess. It's because it's about foot space, not about... Like,
right. And what's Ari Miklat? I don't know what Ari Miklat means. What are you measuring for an Ari Miklat? What are you measuring?
It doesn't have to be a certain size of the city.
The city?
The outside of the city.
It's a city.
There's a buffer zone.
There's a buffer zone outside the city?
Yeah, there's a buffer zone.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Around the city, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What are you measuring it for? For what reason? Hein shel Torah, it's a din d'oraisa. What din d'oraisa?
It's a tchum of Ari Miklat, you're safe.
Uh-huh, the tchum of Ari Miklat, you're safe?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the next Mishnah, because it's fascinating.
Otherwise we wouldn't do it?
No, then I'd stop. Ein modedin element ha-mumcha. Ein modedin element ha-mumcha. You can only measure from a mumcha. What does that mean, a mumcha? Says Rashi, Pasha Pshat, Baki b'medita. Only a guy who knows what he's doing.
Surveyor.
Tosfos says on the bottom, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean that. It means Derech Yeshara Umechuvenes. Use a good piece of land, a good area. Yeshara, straight land, Mechuvenes, even. Kineged Ha'ir. Umumcha Milashon Umacha Al Kesef Yam Kineret. Nice stretch of land. Right? Shlo yeil chutzad heir limdod shnam apayim lefisha pa'amim yeshem karka chaluka v'noach limdod v'achrei kein yetzofu balo kineged ha'ir v'tzofu kineged v'dazo ein olasat kein shum tepa'amim yesh kineged ir harim v'geos sheyesho lavliya olakader. Don't do it in a situation where you're going to have to you know go to a mountain. Use a nice good area. Ask of Kiva Eger, what's the Tosafot talking about? We just finished an entire impossible daf about what you do when you reach a mountain. What could you do? That's where the city is. He lives in Bitzar Achia. That's what Tosafot's talking about. Make sure you go to a place where there's no mountains, because you don't want to have to resort to that. We should have a whole daf had to resort to. We're going to come back to that. What's Tosafot's talking about? The Rebbe Kiva Eger answers, listen to what he says. He says, V'tzarech li ian gadol. I don't have an answer. V'Hashem yigala afar me'enai. Hashem should remove the dust on my eyes and make it figure out what Tosafot is talking about. Interesting. Right? What's he talking about?
The whole block, I really have no clue what's going on. if you're bridging a gap of a valley,
yeah.
The average guy walking on Shabbos, is he going to go up this mountain or is he going to go to the left or right? I mean, or he can't get through. How is he going down a 2,000 Amma valley and going up? Is he doing that?
No.
Or is he going to the left or right? How's he walking in a little Shabbos walk? Is he going down the valley or is he jumping over it? What are you doing?
I hear it. It's a good question.
How is he going? The average one is walking. What is he doing?
They used to measure it not on Shabbos. They used to measure before.
What's happening on Shabbos?
What they're doing is, in order to make the squaring of the Tachoma in general, how did they get to that original measurement in the first place? They used surveyors.
So why can't they go? Why can't they go to the right?
Because it's
not the first guy doing it. Not everybody.
I'm saying now
on Shabbos, a guy wants to go to the shir in the other town. The guest speaker's coming.
Right.
He comes to the town. It's a little bit of a valley. It's 65 amos deep. Can I walk across? Yes, you can. Because over there, 1,000 amos away, it was only 10 amos deep. So we measured that and we're pretending.
Right.
Half the Mesechta is pretending. So since within the Tchum, the valley was narrow, you can go down. It's not such a deep valley. Walk down it.
Walk in
and come out. It's a little bit of a hill. Go up and go on the other side. You want to hear the shir? You're going to walk. You want to visit your grandmother? You're going to do it. That's all. Riba l'makom echad, v'miyat l'makom acher. Let's say somebody measured it, and he measured it twice, and the two measurements don't line up. So, shomen l'makom shariba, you get the bigger measurement. Why? Because the Gemara is going to say it's only dinner of one anyway. So, might as well get the bigger measurement. Riba l'echad, v'miyat l'echad. Let's say two people measured it, and they come up with different measurements. Right? The Gemara is going to ask, same case? No, different case. This means two people measured. You hired two experts, and they came up with different measurements. Shomen l'meruba, you use the bigger one. Again, it's the abundance of Wimekel. Listen to this, Gemara.
Why are you hiring two?
You weren't supposed to. You hired two, I don't know.
Right.
Afilu Eved, even a slave who is not a kosher aid. Afilu Shifcha, even a Shifcha who is also not a kosher aid. Ne'emanim Lomer, they're both believed to say, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. I remember, this is where the Tchum Shabbos is. Right, I remember this is what Tchum Shabbos is. Shlo omu chachamim etadar v'lahachmer el lahakel. The whole thing is a kula anyway. We don't want to be more machmer in this area of Tchum. It's not something we're machmer in. So therefore, if it ever says nobody remembers what the Tchum is, it's I remember. You? You're what are you? Who are you? Yeah, but I remember. It's good enough. Tosfos asks. So Tosfos asks, we have a Gemara that says in Ksuvis, is someone allowed to say, when he's a gadol, I remember when I was a little kid, this is where the Tchum was. Is he allowed to do that? Is that kosher? So the Gemara says, no, it's not, unless there's an adult there also. It's not. Right? Why? So because we don't trust children. What? I don't know, I'm not going to show the case. Right? Yeah, two witnesses. So Tosfos gives two answers. He says, yes, in our Mishnah, there's an adult there. Just the Mishnah didn't bother mentioning it. But of course there's an adult. There's an adult there. And Tosfos' second answer is that there were other factors that were makel by Erev Tchum, by the children. Go look up and see what didn't look it up. So that's a little bit of a different answer, which is, we said this a few times before. Let's say you're sitting on Shabbat afternoon, and you're sitting with the kids came and the guests came, and the whole crazy day. Did I bench? I don't remember if I benched. that the halacha is, if you have a suffik, if you're benched, you have to bench again. Not again, you might have to, might not have benched. Suffik, you must bench. Why? Suffik doraisa. What if your 8-year-old son says, no, Dad, I remember you benched. I saw you benched. Is that good? Your 8-year-old son, he's not a kosher egg. He's 8 years old. He's like, I saw you benching. You took out a, I saw you, I was watching you. Is that good? So Rosh Hashanah says it is good. Why? Because that eidus. What is it? What is it? He's reminding you. What's that called in Hebrew? It's called Gili Milsa Ba'alma. Now, where do you draw the line between a Gili Milsa Ba'alma and eidus? I don't know. What? So have to, if it's bezit. So we come up with so that comes up by when you're not sure if there's milk and meat in the dish, so you let the guy taste it. Give it to the guy, let him taste it. You taste any milk in there? So that's not a bezit. The whole discussion if you can do that. If he's an expert, if he's not an expert, if his reputation is the whole complicated thing. The point is not bezit. One of the answers there is the reason why it's mutter is because it's not a bezit. So it's not
that a woman's relied upon what she does in a pigeon also for the same reason.
Because eight after then be surin. Different thing.
Yeah, but it's also because she got an eight.
Even a woman can do that.
Exactly.
So even a kid can do that.
Exactly. What if your wife told you you benched her?
But it's not Isurin. What?
What if your wife told you you benched her?
Ain't a chanami. So it's interesting. It was a very interesting observation from Shlomo Zalman that, of course, a child could do that. Of course, he could tell you you didn't bench or you did bench. No shayla about that. Why? It's not eidus. What is it? It's like this a little bit. It's not eidus, a formal eidus. Yeah, I remember the era was here. After he can't walk. I remember as a little kid. So wouldn't that be okay? Interesting. Which is why the Shivcha and the Eved are also okay.
Exactly what
it's okay. I know. And maybe maybe also would work. Anything would work, right? Interesting. All right, so we'll stop here. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
Could you refer to that as refreshing your recollection?
Yeah.